You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Right now, let's dive into the PGA Championship and who we think might win this big golf tournament, because lately it's been all Scottie Scheffler. The 2022 Masters champion leading the way at plus 1200 to win it all, followed by John Rahm at plus 1200. This is at Southern Hills Golf Course in Tulsa, which Scottie Scheffler said he loves this course. He played several Big 12 championship events here, so I know he's the favorite, but if you can get some decent odds on him to finish in the top five or top 10, I think that's where my money's going.
I'm putting my money on your husband, Jake, because he's been putting in the work. He is ready for this event. He's been working on his putting stroke. He's ready to go. No, I'm like you. I'm a Texas guy. You know, I'm a Longhorn. I love Scottie Scheffler. And yeah, he loves this course. He's very comfortable here. I don't know how you don't put a little bit on him to win it all at 12-1. I know it's really difficult to place these outright bets in golf, and it's hard for them to come home. The top five or top five bet or top 10 bet is probably better here. However, at 12-1 for a guy who's coming off a Masters victory, playing incredible golf, he's very good under pressure and loves this course, man, you got to put a little something on that, Chelsea.
It's exactly what a lot of people said before the Masters. The argument was, well, he can't keep being this good, can he? This has to end at some point. And he seemed like such a square play at the Masters. And even before the Masters, he was talking about his favorite courses. So I think the people who did not bet on him to win the Masters were saving their money and saying, well, he loves Southern Hills, so maybe my money is going to wait and bet on him to win the PGA Championship. So it's a square play, but the way that Scottie Scheffler's been playing, was he at four wins the last 3 months? It's so hard to fade him. I don't think I will. I think I'll be doing the opposite and putting some money on him at least to finish in the top five, because I will say outrights are pretty tough. Do you have your eye on anybody else in this field?
There are a couple of other bets I find interesting. I need to learn more about Brooks Koepka, but right now he's 40-1, and he withdrew from the AT&T Byron Nelson. So I like the value on a guy that has two U.S. Opens and two PGA championships, and Southern Hills is a former U.S. Open course. There's a lot to like here, but I'm a little worried about his injuries, so I need to look at that closer. But I like Will Zalatoris maybe at 35-1 just because he's number one on the PGA Tour from tee to green. If he putts better, he has a chance.
Yeah, and then another Longhorn, Jordan Spieth, has been playing well. Finished second, I believe, in the Byron Nelson. Has been playing pretty well. And you know how Jordan Spieth is. When he is dialed in and seeing the ball and putting well, he's hard to stop. He can get on those rolls and really put up some birdies.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.